Kate Bush there, running up that hill. It's a 11:15 here on Siren Radio. Good morning, how are you? Now, I've got with me in the studio Jim Claffey, who's from Active Lincolnshire. Many of you who have been with me in the past will know that a certain lady called Louise used to come in and talk to me, and she invariably got me doing things I really didn't want to do, like getting on my bike and things like that. I'm feeling fairly safe today because Jim's going to talk to us about wheelchairs. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Not bad at all. Recovering nicely, as they say.
Right.
Now, let's talk about wheelchairs and wheelchair sport, because it's becoming a more popular and more in the sort of mainstream. People are seeing it more. You're seeing wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, wheelchair archery, tennis, table tennis, all this sort of thing. Yeah. What's wheelchair sport all about then?
It's great, isn't it, that it's so aware, people are aware of it now, and it's, you know, breaking into the normal consciousness. You know, even the Commonwealth Games recently, and, you know, the Paralympics and things like that. It's just great that it's everywhere and people can see more of it. What we've noticed is that there's not much opportunity for people to partake into wheelchair sport because the equipment is quite hard to come by. Thankfully, we've got quite a few trailers full of sport wheelchairs where we travel across the county of Lincolnshire, not just Lincoln, and we can help people participate in wheelchair sport.
Now, you say sports wheelchairs. What's the difference between a normal wheelchair and a sports wheelchair? Surely they've all got three or four wheels on them, and the wheels are round, and they allow the person sitting in it to move forwards and backwards.
That's correct. In our wheelchairs, you can do just that little bit more.
Go sideways as well.
Oh, definitely. No, not at all. If you've seen Tokyo Drift, it's not that kind of thing. There's no handbrake. Our wheelchairs have got guards on them, so you've got 360-degree protection. So there are going to be collisions.
Is that protection for your legs or for your and lower body?
That's
or
right.
Is that for the upper body as well?
The upper body is going to be kind of shaking around if there's a large collision, but you try to avoid them whenever you can. But there are going to be collisions now and again. But when I say the word collision, please don't.
Well, I was going to say, I've watched wheelchair rugby and they go at it quite violently.
They're special chairs. They are very, very well reinforced wheelchairs with a lot of protection. We don't participate in wheelchair rugby right now. You're safe with that one. You mentioned you were safe earlier, but you're probably not going to be safe when I talk to you later about what we've got going on. But our sport wheelchairs have got the bars across them, so when there are collisions and people are closer to each other, everyone's completely safe.
So that stops people falling out and things like this?
Got straps for that, yeah. We've got straps for that kind of thing. But you don't... I mean, I've been participating in wheelchair sport now for a while, and I go for it. I'm a very competitive individual. And I've only nearly fallen out a few times. And that's me going hell for leather. So anyone who's participating in any of our sessions is more than safe. And then it's... When you look at a wheelchair, when a normal person thinks of a wheelchair in their head, they'll think of quite a large, clunky frame and the wheels to be quite large and straight, whereas our wheels are on a camber, so they're slightly angled in towards the person's upper body, which means they've got higher mobility, move, laterally quicker, and you can also spin a lot faster and you're a lot safer in terms of all of it, all around, really. The reason you don't see them on the street is because they're too wide for normal doors.
Ah, so when you say they're angled, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of one. For those of you watching and listening in black and white, you'll notice that they're set at about a sort of 30-degree angle.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And so that the tops are a lot nearer to the person than the bottoms are.
That's right. I always thought that they were like that. So for my safety of my fingers and protection of that when I was playing, whereas really it's just to make sure you've got it's scientific and geometry, I imagine. I don't really know.
But all very technical.
Yeah, well above my head.
Now, the ones I'm looking at, the youngsters are having to use their arms. Could you use an electric version, or is that sort of cheating a bit? Is that like sort of, putting extra bits on a Formula One car that shouldn't be there?
I mean, I'm well into Formula One now as well, but there's no reason why not. It'll depend on the kind of session, the activity that we're performing, but I would say an electric wheelchair with potential modifications to make sure that they're safe as well, because you want to make sure that, you know, there's collisions and stuff. But there's no reason why not, as long as we're aware of it and we'll just adapt the session to make sure it's inclusive.
Now, we've talked about being inclusive. What sort of support is there for the participants when they, if they sort of rock up at we're talking basketball particularly at this moment.
Yeah.
They turn up at a court and say, I'd like to join in, please, Jim.
In you come. So there's not really been any kind of community session before this. It's always been down to activity providers to do that. So we're working across the county to kind of have hubs of community wheelchair sport. We've got Market Raisin set up, Grantham, Louth, little pockets of Lincoln.
There used to be one, if I remember rightly, at North Highcombe at the Terry O'Toole Theatre, down there at the sports
thing. That's right. They're called the Jaguars. They're an activity provider called the Jaguars, and they are... some of my friends play for that team, and they've got their final game of the season.
So they're sort of like semi-pro?
I'd say they're professional. You can't, if they were listening right now, they'd be very
all
upset.
All right, Jaguars, you're professional.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. They've had a great season. It's their final league game of the season this weekend, so looking forward to watching them. But I would say that they're the pioneers for wheelchair sport in our county right now, and they've got a satire group in Louth, and they're where people would go after they've participated in some of our sessions and activities.
So you're sort of like the starting point. I won't say junior, but the entry to the sport.
Definitely, and it's about people being used to a wheelchair, and it's not just people living with a disability. It's people who are able-bodied as well, and that's where the disability awareness element of our campaign comes in.
Let's take a break for some music. A little loud and noisy, partly for Shelley, but also I think because this would have go quite well with some of the basketball players that I've seen. Wheels of Steel. And Saxon. Absolutely. Wheels of Steel. Actually, you probably need Wheels of Steel on the wheelchairs. Got with me Jim Claffery from Active Lincolnshire. Now, Jim, I'm guessing this is aimed at younger people, but is there an age range? I mean, could a 60, 70, 80-year-old participate? Could a 6, 7, 8-year-old?
Could take them all. And the beauty of what you've just said there is that we've had sessions where they actually do participate together in some of the community sessions that we've run across.
So you sort of almost get grandma and granddad taking on the grandchildren.
That's what's beautiful about it. Honestly, that's really a thing. It sounds like I'm being a yes man, but that's honestly what happened at the Lincolnshire show. So we're about to put on the wheelchair sport programme again at the Lincolnshire show this year. But last year was my first year doing it. And we found ourselves with that exact scenario where three generations of people were playing wheelchair basketball with each other. And it was as chaotic as it sounds.
I was going to say, was it very competitive?
It was phenomenal. It was great. It was great to watch, and we all joined in.
Now, we're talking about basketball particularly today, but is there any sport that you couldn't do from a wheelchair? Because, I mean, we've seen wheelchair archery, tennis, rugby. I mean, rugby is probably as enjoyable to watch as the women, and certainly more so than some of the men's matches, because, I mean, but I'm trying to think, is there any sport you can't do in a wheelchair?
The adaptations that nowadays that technology can offer, and people's imagination and ability to think past that someone who's living with a disability or someone who's not very active can't participate. It's great that we're in this mindset now where we can achieve anything. So honestly, I think anything can be adapted within reason. You mentioned the swimming pool earlier.
But you wouldn't need the wheelchair in the swimming pool because the pool acts as your wheels, doesn't it?
The buoyancy and stuff.
So your buoyancy. So in a sense, if someone says in a wheelchair, I want to go swimming, it's easy. Yeah. You just chuck them in a pool.
Near enough.
But I mean, you they have the poolside lifts and things because which you see. But I'm thinking some of the more. I mean, something like darts you could do, that wouldn't be a problem.
No, not so.
But I'm just trying to think, is there any sport that, somebody somewhere would come up with and say, I'm thinking taekwondo or judo or something like that?
I think combat sports are quite tough, and I think that...
Boxing?
I mean, I've seen wheelchair boxing before. But it's about, those contact sports have got their own kind of connotations anyway, haven't they? I'd feel quite uncomfortable watching that, I think, in terms of the combat sports of it. But there's no reason why people can't, be active in the discipline, I suppose.
But we're talking about disability awareness here. And, somebody with a disability is going to say, but I want to do taekwondo,
they
judo.
They should do it straight away.
Kung fu, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But I'm restricted because of my, you know, I've got a lower limb dysfunction or something that forces me to sit in a chair.
Yeah.
Should they be encouraged to do that, or should they be encouraged to maybe get a bow and arrow out or something?
I think that people should be able to do whatever they want to do. And I'm not just saying that just because someone's living with a disability doesn't mean they shouldn't be able to achieve what's ever in their head. We can't help them with Active Lincolnshire in the moment and our wheelchair sport program. But what we can do is increase that disability awareness so someone can feel empowered to make that kind of decision.
And how do you do that?
It's about running sessions as often as we can, just so we can get as many people through the door, able-bodied, people living with disability, just participating and start to learn that kind of forward way of thinking.
If someone's listening to us right now, Jim, saying, do you know, I never knew this even existed, how can they get involved? So how could they perhaps be the next ace of the Jaguars?
Yeah, the best way to do it really is to just Google wheelchair basketball Lincoln, and you'll find the area of the Active Lincolnshire website that's got the wheelchair sport program on it, and there you can contact me directly as well. So you can find all the information you want to do, but you can also contact me directly, and I can help you and signpost you around the county.
And if someone's listening thinking, well, that's great, but when do you have these events? You know, which are they, daytime, are they evening, what days of the week?
Currently we operate in schools, and we go into primary schools and secondary schools educating the kids of different age groups, and we obviously modify that session depending on who we've got in front of us. We went to a school in Gainsborough earlier in the year where they asked us to attend the entire day, and we educated their year 10s through to year 13s about wheelchair sport, and they played basketball with us, asking our coaches who are living with disability, who have got lived experience with a wheelchair, asking them different questions and helping them learn.
Awkward questions?
Not at all.
Not at all.
They're just inquisitive. They're just,
why weren't they asking the awkward questions?
They're daring to be curious, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's no malice behind those questions.
Talking malice. I'm talking awkward. You know, like, you know, how do you do this or how do you do that, knowing that would be something difficult for them to do, but for someone with a disability might be very, very difficult.
I think that it's just a mindset thing. But our coaches, they go into that session probably aware that that's the kind of question it's going to be thrown at them, so they can deal with it. But
now, you're talking about youngsters, but what about if someone is in their 20s, 30s or 40s? How can they get involved?
So we also run corporate wheelchairs. I feel like I've got an answer for everything. I'm really sorry.
That's good. We wouldn't have you in here, Jim, if you didn't. If you sat there looking at me blankly, I'd be going, okay. And the next question is?
We run corporate sessions as well. So when people are working in their workplace and have those kind of corporate away days where normally you used to go paintballing or axe throwing, which is great fun. They can also now get in contact with us, and we can hold wheelchair basketball sessions for them, and in a private session. We're also developing community sessions where people who might not be affiliated with the school or a corporate organisation will be able to afford one of these sessions. I mean, I had an email conversation with the Brownies last night in Waddington, trying to set up some kind of session. If someone is an individual and they are struggling to be part of an organisation that might be able to get in touch with us, we are about to start introducing community sessions around the county.
And this will be sort of like every Tuesday evening where people can come along and play and play as a team, just for fun.
Just more about, think of it as activity rather than sport. There is an element of a basketball in there now and again, but it's about, we'll tailor the session depending on who we've got in front of us. And you can find all that information via our website I mentioned earlier.
Now, you say you've got all the wheelchairs. What's the sort of cost if somebody wants to? You've got to, let's say it's a Tuesday evening. You're in a gymnasium somewhere here in Lincoln. You've got it all set up. What would be the sort of cost if somebody was to come along? They've got their own wheelchair, but they're going to borrow one of yours for safety reasons or whatever. What sort of cost is it going to be for them to participate in an evening like that?
In one of those community sessions that you're speaking about, we've set one up in Market Raisin that's about to start soon, and they are thinking about charging people £3 for a 60-minute session.
That is exceedingly reasonable.
Yeah, it's great. We've got a fantastic relationship with those guys in Market Raisin, and they're doing a really good job.
Jim, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
You too.
And I look forward to maybe catching up with you in the not-too-distant future.
I'll catch you in a wheelchair. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, so have you got a very, very big one?
We've got the same kind of size bomb, so I think we'll be okay.
I do not think that is true. Jim, it's been a real pleasure, my friend. You take care.
Cheers.